I'm Sarah Lipman. Welcome to Torati Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we'll be learning Sefer Mishlei, Proverbs chapter 14. The overall message of this chapter might be summed up as how foolish foolishness is. In this chapter, the word ivelet, foolishness, and evil, a fool, appear 7 and 2 times. So this is really common. That comes out to over 345 times more frequent a use of this term than elsewhere in Tanakh, and 8 to 10 times more frequent than the rest of even the book of Mishlei. So what is this evil, fool, evelet, and foolishness? Unless stated otherwise, analysis of this word will be based on the teachings of Rabbi Samson Raphael Hirsch. We might wonder, what does King Solomon have against foolish people? He's the wisest of all men. Not everyone can be the wisest of all people. What's his problem? Why think less of people? Because they're foolish. Evil, evelet, is related to the word ulai, perhaps. Maybe, maybe, maybe. Evelet is the sort of foolishness that comes of blurring or obscuring of wisdom. It's a darkness of mental insight. It's a lack of clarity. Maybe this, maybe that, lack of focus, can't really choose, can't really commit, never can tell what the truth is. Everything is unclear to the evil, and he is always in doubt. The evil is someone whose foolishness takes the form of changing his mind all the time. Everything feels unclear to him. He says yes one minute, he says no the next minute, according to his mood. He drifts along with whatever his fantasies or imagination tell him. He never focuses on any priority or guiding value, and therefore he doesn't progress. He doesn't allow the rays of insight to illuminate the truth that is within him. Let's look back and think about what makes someone wise, a chacham? We learned that in chapter 9. We learned that a chacham, a wise person, is someone who absorbs and accumulates knowledge. He takes in everything and learns to recognize the true nature of things. The great Mishnah sage Ben Zoma taught, Ezehu chacham, who is wise, halomed mikol adam, someone who can learn from every person. So a truly wise person finds there's something to learn from everyone, everyone he meets, everyone he speaks with. There's always something they know and can share with him that he doesn't know. So the identifying value of a wise person is openness and eagerness to know the truth. At the same time, the wise person is discriminating in how they understand the truth. They're not an open door with no filter. The foolish person blurs the truth by being open to too many possibilities and never putting the energy into identifying what is true. So the problem with a fool is not that he isn't open to new ideas. The problem with the fool is the mental laziness, not taking the time to work out of all the different impressions and messages coming in, which ones are true? Which ones do you learn from because of what they're not? Which ones do you learn from because of what they are? And that vagueness, the inability to make a choice, is not a function of low IQ. It's a function of a lazy personality. And that is Shlomo HaMelech's problem with them. Evil comes from the word ulai, perhaps. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. Who knows? It's complicated. It's hard to choose. I can't focus. There are so many possibilities. Who could make a commitment to one of them? Everything is unclear to the person who is an evil, the foolish person who vacillates. They lack clarity of purpose. They say yes one minute, no the next. They drift. You never know where they're going to be holding. One of the difficulties of dealing with someone who is an evil, the kind of foolish person who blurs the truth, who muddies the waters of clarity and makes everything so complicated that they can't go forward, is that you can never really trust them. They're unreliable in their opinions. They say something one day, they say something else the next day. Worse, the evil is unreliable in their love. One day they're feeling one thing, another day they're feeling another. They don't know what they really want. They don't know what the purpose is. They don't know what the goal is. You never know for sure that you're just loved entirely as you are, no matter what, because that focus is not there. The evil waffles. He loves you, but it's true in interpersonal relationships, and it's true of the evil's relationship with God. The blurring, the darkening, the doubt that's always clouding their truth clouds their love. It makes it impossible to love other people, themselves, or God wholeheartedly. Another aspect of evelet, of foolishness, is the sort of retroactive aspect, which is one who sins on purpose, and later realizes, oh, I have been so foolish. I have been blind to the truth. I hadn't realized that by sinning against God's law, I was sinning against my own good welfare. That kind of foolishness that we see in ourselves, oh, if only I had stayed on track, if only I had understood what the goal was, why did I just float around and dissipate and use up my precious time, my precious energy in something that wasn't good for me? God, in his love for us, has given us Torah. Torah, Ora, Torah, instruction, light. He has given us the insight so that we can know how to use our life and build something wonderful out of it. Torah is a gift of love. And when we ignore it and when we cloud up or we allow our mind to be dark and not bring in the light of Torah, then what we end up with is this kind of vacillating lack of progress. Our sages teach in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva taught, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tselem, cherished is humankind, for they are created in the image of God. Chiba Yisera, no das lo Shenivra B'Tselem, but there is an excessive love that God let it be known to mankind that we are created in the image of God. He could have just created us in his image and not told us, but this extra love, this excessive love causes God to say, hey, let me let you know what's going on. You don't have to flounder in the dark. You've got a life, you've got a purpose. Chavivin Yisrael shenikra uvanim. Cherished are Israel, who are called God's children. Chiba Yisera, no das lahem shenikra uvanim lamakom. And excessively cherished are the Jewish people that God has told us that we are the children of God. As the verse says, you are God's children. Chavivin Yisrael shenat nitan lahem klei chemda. Precious and cherished are the Jewish people that God has given us a precious tool. Chiba Yisera no daslam shenitan lahem klei chemda. And even more a sign of excessive love from God is that he told us that he gave us a precious tool. And what is that? The Torah. Torah is a gift of love. It's not a burden. It's not a set of rules that are meant to restrict our lives and make them difficult. Torah are the guidelines that by staying on the lines, we make progress toward a goal. We all know that if you say yes to everything, you can do nothing. Life requires focus to go forward, and what a gift it is to have a sense of purpose and mission and knowledge of where we're headed. The avil, the fool, the vacillating fool, is a person who's too bored or uninterested to seek the truth or to treasure it or even to realize that truth is proof of God's excessive love, his belief in us that we're worth educating, his concern for our long-term strength, his desire that it be sweet and precious. And he wants to clear our eyes, and the avil, the fool, allows his eyes to cloud over. And what he doesn't see is love. He doesn't see life. He doesn't see the future. He doesn't see what he could become or develop into. So with this new understanding of ivelet, foolishness, and avil, the fool, let's take a look at how the term is used in this chapter 14 of Mishlei. Verse 1, Chachmos Nashim Bonso Veso. With women's wisdom, she builds her home. Ve'iveles Bialdeha Seher Senu. But foolishness tears it down with her own hands. Verse 3, Befi Evil Choter Gava. In the mouth of a fool, there's a rod of arrogance. Ve'sivse Chachamim Tishmurim. The lips of the wise will protect them. Verse 8, Chachmas Arum Havin Darko. The wisdom of a clever person understands his path. Ve'iveles kesila mirma. But the folly of a foolish person is deceit. Verse 9. Evilim yolitz asham, uvein yisharim ratzon. A guilt offering may mediate for a fool, but God's favor is with the upright. Verse 17. Ktsara payim yase iveles. A short-tempered person is acting with foolishness. Ve'ish mizimos yisone. A person of evil plans will be hated. Nachalup sa'im iveles. Gullible people inherit folly, foolishness. Va'arumim yachtiru das. Shrewd people make their knowledge a crown. Verse 24. Here's an interesting use of the term. Ateres chachamim ashram. The crown of the wise is their wealth. Iveles ksilim, iveles. The foolishness of the fools is foolishness. The more you look and try and understand why this foolish person is acting the way he is, why is he angry? Why is he deceitful? Why is he always trying to maybe patch up some error that he's made or cover it up? Why does he speak the way he does? You don't find a reason. There is no reason. His foolishness is foolishness. The whole source of his foolishness is a lack of purpose, a lack of focus. I don't want to be that person. Shlomo HaMelech doesn't want me to be that person. Don't be the person who goes through life with no sense of purpose, who misses the whole point, misses the opportunity, misses the light, misses the love, misses the growth. We're here for a purpose, and it's a wonderful one. Let's not miss it. Thank you for studying together with me. Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.